listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm astrologer Hilary Scott, and I'm here to bring you the planetary plans for the week ahead. Be sure and check back each week to stay tuned in to the positive, loving, evolving flow of the cosmos. So this week, at the end of the week on Saturday, we have a Scorpio new moon. So there is a very emotional flavor to this last week or so in Scorpio. There's Jupiter, Venus, the moon, the sun, all in Scorpio. And they're connected, it's all connected also to the North Node and the South Node as well. So it can be pretty emotionally intense, I would say, with all this energy. On the 16th, we have a lovely trine between Neptune and Venus. And trines are supportive, they're helpful, but they can, you know, they can also cause us to be passive. But with the Neptune and the Venus energy, I think it can bring about great works of art or sort of deep spiritual understandings and healings, like where you can finally lay to rest and understand sort of the spiritual consequences, like the spiritual reasons for maybe some of the suffering that you might have had. And because Neptune definitely can suffer, definitely. And with Venus in Scorpio, it's a very, you know, it's deep. It's not going to be superficial. It's probably stuff that's coming from deep below the surface, maybe long-term wounds that were never really sorted out. So you could be on the Thursday really kind of in touch and understanding and maybe even feeling a sense of relief or like gratitude about struggles that you've had, deep, confusing, complicated, difficult to process stuff can now be processed. And with the Scorpio energy, it can have to do with feelings of betrayal or abandonment or vengeance. Feelings of vengeance can come up and, you know, power plays and victimizations. And Scorpio is kind of deals with the stuff that nobody wants to deal with, or the difficult topics that no one wants to deal with. So it covers death and it covers birth because they're kind of similar energies. It's definitely an obvious and major transition time. So if you are having a very hard time right now, which I imagine many of us are emotionally, or just feeling extra emotional, make sure that you like make room to feel your feelings and space to, you know, just be there with whatever comes up, because it can be very cleansing. And we're about to hit a new moon, which can reset things. And with the squaring of the nodes involved, the Leo North Node and the Aquarius South Node, there's kind of a pressure, if you will, like a working out of, kind of a constantly sorting of how to create something new. So it can help you with those nodes, can help you kind of be detached enough to visualize what is missing. And well, not visualize, you don't want to visualize what's missing, but you want to get what, like figure out what's missing. And then you can visualize and call into being what you need and stop having that missing piece in your life. So on the new moon in Scorpio, which will be the 18th, which is the Saturday, make sure that you do have space around you to feel whatever you're going to feel, to like deal with whatever comes up and be there also for others that might need. Those of us that have Scorpio in their charts, I have a Scorpio moon, so I'm definitely in touch with this energy. If you have Scorpio, you do have the ability to kind of be there for people that are in crisis. So if you can offer up just even your presence and understanding and your ability to just be there to listen and help, you know, like let people express what people don't want to hear, because a lot of people don't want to talk about sad, awful stuff, and then it gets all bottled up inside. So if you're a Scorpio, you have a knack for helping people like understand the confusing, difficult stuff. And having empathy for another can be really healing for that person who's going through whatever they're going through. So if you can just be there and feel your feelings, you might have stuff coming up that you thought you were totally over. Like I've the last week been like just totally back into grieving my dogs that I've lost and grieving, just like feeling tuned into the incredible sadness of the world and the sadness of everybody's kind of complicated experiences. So if you can, you know, be there and present for that, even though it's hard because feeling feelings is difficult, it liberates, you know, all the energy you've used to push down those feelings and not acknowledge the feelings. So it really is a way to kind of step into your power. And by being vulnerable, you kind of access this really powerful and courageous part of yourself. So the new moon, make sure that you, you know, it would be great to have like water energy around you, have hot baths with soothing essential oils. Also, you know, if you were to write down the things you're willing and ready to leave behind, you know, and you could be very detailed about it because Scorpio is really good at the details. And even like, you know, make a little fire and burn that stuff, which is very symbolic of I'm leaving it behind, I'm sending it off to the universe. And then write down or draw or, you know, paint or create, however you can express what energy you want to bring into your life. Make sure you do that too on the Scorpio new moon on Saturday. So it's a lovely, and you do have like 3 days to really harness the new moon energy, which is a reset point. So it's powerful reset that will allow you to kind of access this new future that you're trying to bring into reality. And just because there is emotional stuff going on, just be conscious of that. It's definitely emotional. But with the node there in Aquarius, the south node in Aquarius, you may also be able to be emotional and also very detached and rational at the same paradoxical time. The next day on the 19th, there's a difficult square between Mars and Pluto. Mars is in Libra, and Libra, Mars isn't very comfortable in Libra anyway, because Mars is the ruler of its opposite sign, Aries. In Libra, everybody's, you know, very thoughtful and charming and kind. And there's also this ability to say what others want to hear, which I think can be really difficult for Libra people, like feeling a sense of being a fraud or not being authentic and knowing that there's this authentic self that they're not quite accessing, all in the name of, you know, not ruffling any feathers and not having confrontations. And so there's so much Scorpio energy right now. And with it square into with Pluto in Capricorn, Pluto is like a deep digger. It's a transformer. It's very Scorpionic in its energy. And it could be kind of challenging you to deal with things you'd rather just be, you know, brush under the cupboard or under the carpet. So it depends, you know, we're all going to react differently, but there could be a real stress about this where you're feeling like, oh, I don't want to go. I don't want to have to say this. But then the Pluto energy is like, yeah, but I got to get to the bottom of it, or I got to, you know, I've just got to release it or let go. So there's kind of a struggle you might be feeling over the weekend. So, but also it's likely to be very healing and empowering too. So, you know, just show up and do the work. We're here for this. And we can, by processing our emotions and feeling our feelings, we help others do the same. So it's important work, and allow yourself the time and the space to do that work of feeling your feelings, because it is very important work. And then once the feelings are felt, then things clear out just like water. It starts to run clear again. And then you can use your feelings and your emotional energy to then, you know, sense your best next direction and use your emotions to tell like what's good for you and what isn't good for you. When they're not all blocked up because you've been suppressing stuff, there's a lot of intuitive guidance that will come to you through your emotions. So you don't have to suppress them anymore. So, you know, ask the universe to assist you and your guides and your angels and all, you know, all those there to help. Ask for help if you need it. And also know that you kind of know exactly what you need to do to get to where you're going too. So trust yourself. So that's it for this week. It is quite an emotional and sort of heavy week, but I know that you can handle it. Thank you so much for listening. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact me at hillaryscott.com or the Everyday Astrology Podcast. Many blessings.